Halifax Regional Council held its first budget meeting on Tuesday for the 2024-2025 fiscal year. The meeting centered its discussion around the recent proposal of a 9.7% property tax increase. Mayor Mike Savage suggested that the province should contribute to the municipality from the revenue made off the growth in Halifax.
What we are asking for is a new fiscal framework for municipalities, because across the country, cities are the growth engines of the country. And you're seeing it in every city. And what we're seeing in every city, certainly in Halifax, is we have the costs of that growth, but we're not getting the benefits of that growth. It may be delayed through property tax, but as Mr. McMaster said last week, that the money was coming from, quote, our province experienced faster population growth than expected. Like, you know, we have the same thing. In fact, as everybody knows, in Canada, 60% of infrastructure is under the responsibility of municipalities, and less than 10% of the taxes are municipalities. So when you get an extra $2 billion in growth, in revenue from growth, our entire budget last year was $1 billion. They got more in growth than we spent the whole year. So, and their spending went up a lot more than 9.7% as a result. But nobody knows that because they didn't change the rates. Just by people coming to Nova Scotia and paying income tax, just by people getting more income because as a result of inflation, they're paying more income tax. Corporations are paying more tax and sales tax as well. So this is an issue across the country.
Councillor Sam Austin said the increase may be the city's only option.
No one wants nearly 10%. It's not palatable to anyone. However, what's our alternative, right? That's the real problem. It's like, well, if we don't like this, what are we going to do instead? You know, maybe there'll be something that comes out during the process. But I want to remind us of last year, where we said, well, geez, 8% is way too much. Can we make it 4? And the list of cuts that were proposed that would have been required to get to 4, they were completely unpalatable. So eliminate career firefighters from suburban and rural stations, cut the lake patrol, cut the library collection, raise parking fees, reduce grants, decrease stump removal, student hires, transit fare increases, increase parks and rec fees. Always a favorite, go back to summer, twice a week green bin pickup in the summer. Reduce 311, yeah, that one's always a winner. Reduce 311, reduce supplementary funding for education in the arts program, transit reductions, field maintenance, the list went on and on and on. And we took almost none of those, and for, I think, good reason. It's not weakness on our part. It was, we looked at this and said, well, the cost-benefit analysis here is these services are important to people and they matter.
Councillor Tony Mancini said he's concerned about residents if the tax hike is implemented.
You know, I'm concerned with this high rate. I'm concerned of that, how it's going to impact seniors trying to stay in their home. You know, having to pay extra tax may be enough for some of those seniors that they're not going to be able to afford to stay in their home. I'm concerned about the impact on rents for a lot of these new bills when they start to open the doors for new tenants. I'm concerned about the small landlord that has maybe a couple of properties, the impact it has on them. I'm concerned about, as Councillor Cuddle said, that new young homeowner. I'm concerned about those that dance the line every day to survive by adding the increased rent. So like every other year, we're going to have to look at our projects and we're going to have to look at our programs. We have to be quite clear what are those projects and programs for 2024. They're a must. We must continue on.
The next budget meeting will take place December 12th with a capital update.